Maine is gorgeous for the very rugged country outside of like your liberalish cities. So anyway, I'm talking about Maine a lot. Congratulations, Maine. You're getting a seal of approval because you're a New England state. But her husband and her spent several days only to discover that a group of Bay Area eco-activists, that is just not a great title. But they have placed lobsters on its red list. Now, I will tell you this much. This makes my father-in-law mad because my father-in-law, because he's from El Paso, whenever he used to go up to Rhode Island, I take him there. Or anywhere near the water, that guy is chowing down on lobsters. I guess it's because I'm from the Northeast. I don't mind lobster. I don't find it to be like the delicacy that some people absolutely go nuts for. I'm not saying if you're bad if you eat lobster, right? I just never got into it. They're good. They're especially buttery ones. Also, no to lobster rolls. I don't know. It's like chunks of lobster and mayonnaise. I don't get it, which in theory should be delicious. But that's the kind of food that you throw in like the apocalypse bunker because you know it's not going to go bad for 9 years. Anyway, more hate on lobsters. But these California jackwagons, let's go with that, California jackwagons are freaking out about lobsters now. Maine lobster industry officials and processors worry about the recent red listing of American and Canadian lobster fisheries by an influential conservation watchdog group, i.e. that's just a bunch of people who've never had a job, right? They went to college, they got out, they looked at the workplace, they're like, that's not for me. Why don't we start a conservation watchdog group? We can get funding from the government, and we can take money from liberals who don't want to see the world burn, and we can just live a comfy life and just make people's lives miserable. That's all a conservation group is. That's it. When you look at it, yes, my name is Todd. Todd Marmoth. I've never worked a day in my life, but I'm very concerned about the way that you hardworking lobster fishermen are doing things. These guys are like your gritty lobster fishermen. They're out in like freezing temperatures, frost on their beards, real working manly men. And then this guy shows up in his Prius. He's like, I don't know if I really like the way you are catching those lobsters because the lobsters don't like the way. Hey, buddy, get out. So that's what this influential conservation watchdog group could hurt the state's fishing fleet at a time when it's already feeling threatened by increased regulations, right? For an industry that made the Northeast, that's the problem with these working fishermen. They are just so out. They are so looked down. The elites want the salmon. The elites want the lobster. The elites want all that stuff. They just don't want it to be harmful fishing practices. Yeah, well, I got to put the fish on a hook, so it's going to harm them some way. It's going to eventually die. Like the way they look at it.
Did this flounder that I'm paying $52 for, did it have a good death?
What do you mean?
Did it?
I stuck it in the head with a friggin' hook.
Oh, well, I don't think that's very good. Did it experience pain?
If it didn't die when I put the hook through the head, it died when I chopped its head off. Do you want the flounder or not?
Oh, yes, I guess I will.
Like, they have this idea, and it kills me too with cows and meat production. Oh, now there is big farm is awful. Let's get this right. Right? All my homies can agree with me. Big farm, big agriculture, terrible. But they're like, "Well, you have to kill the cow." Here's a newsflash. The cow's going to die at some point. Here's a newsflash. That fishy that you're worried about, it's not Flounder from The Little Mermaid. It doesn't have feelings or emotions. It was literally like, just keep swimming in the water and then hooked itself by a worm. So it's not really sentient life that you're worried about here. And the, oh, you're killing the, If it's correct, I don't know, farmer guys, please don't get mad at me. There's the device that kind of just like shocks it. It just does one shot right into the forehead and kills it instantly. It's a very clean, very, very quick, painless death. But they're like, oh, but what about the cow? The cow is gonna die. And the fishermen now, there are so many regulations because Fifi and Todd in their New York penthouse are concerned with the feelings of the lobster that is walking on the floor of the Atlantic Ocean. Right? That lobster does not care about your political affiliation. Anyway, earlier this week, Montanary Bay Aquarium Seafood Watch. Wow, that's a mouthful.
We should call it the Montanary Bay Aquarium Seafood Watch. That way, we can watch the seafood as we eat it. That's so funny. And it's a din will make their lives miserable, too.
They recommended consumers avoid lobsters caught throughout New England and Canada. What did the Canadians do? I mean, besides being Canadians, because management of the fisheries don't go far enough to protect North Atlantic right whales from entanglement. Listen, man, just like hunters, fishermen are very protective and very good with the waters that they fish. Why? Because they want to be able to go back and get more. They want to be able to go back and get more.
But the way, well, I watched in a documentary on Disney Plus, Muffy and I were one night where we were cuddled up in our 3,000-foot apartment that we pay exorbitant amount of money for, but that's because we can. We were watching this Disney Plus special, and the whales, they look at the fishnets, and I think that the whales get very upset when they see their fellow sea creatures being caught in these nets. Guess what? The whale doesn't care!
The whale's like, blank to be you, SOL. But anyway, it's not the first time the aquarium has said consumers should not eat lobster due to environmental concerns. It cited overfishing when lobsters made the list in 2000, but later backtracked and removed lobsters from the avoid list. Now, some retailers are taking lobsters off the menu. Which, this just hurts middle-class, hard-working fishermen.
That's okay. We're going to grow our lobster. I don't eat real ones. I eat impossible lobster.
They're coming out with it, I'm telling you. Seafood Watch, which is just them eating, which rates the sustainability, which is one of the worst words. Once you hear that word come out in any discussion, you know it's going downhill real quick.
What about the sustainability of the...
Ah, crap. Now we're back into sustainability.
Yes, that's right.
It's a word they use to just kind of cover everything. Sustainability is one of these big, like, cover words. It's like a big fluffy blanket they throw over their stupid ideas. Well, that's a dumb idea.
It's sustainable.
Ah, it's great! Ah, it's a great idea. They said this week it has added American, I already said that, the Atlantic Railroad. And now thousands of businesses use Seafood Watch's recommendation to inform seafood buying decisions, and many have pledged to avoid any items that appear on the quote-unquote red list. A spokesman for Blue Apron, the New York meal kit retailer, because, you know, if you live in the middle of the, it's one of these things, like if you live in Kansas and you want some seafood, you order from them. Now, there's this other one that my wife and I use called Golden Belly, which is actually, I know somebody's going to look on there and be like, they support the LGBT, blah, 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 blah. Listen, Golden Belly can get me Iggy's Clam House, clams and stuff. They flash freeze it and send it to me in a day. So there, every once in a while, I like to use Golden Belly because I really have a hankering for some clam cakes and some chowder and some stuffies. Ooh, yeah, some stuffies. And I get it in a day. So hopefully Golden Belly doesn't do that. I mean, I know Iggy's doesn't care. Anyway, Blue Apron sends you food if you want it. Like Mike was talking about this morning. Hey, I live in Kansas, but I want salmon from New York, so I'm going to order it. Boom, there you go. But anyway, the New York Meal Kit said after the release of the report that the company no longer offers lobster, HelloFresh, the German bait. Well, that's your first HelloFresh! Because everything in German just sounds so angry. Why are you so angry? The German-based meal company said the largest such company operating in the U.S. also pledged shortly after the announcement to stop selling lobster. The author will note these companies who are easily bullied by eco-activism and make a point to go elsewhere for my meals. Good for you, lady. Maine's farmers are fighting back. Local lobstermen are furious over the red list designation by the environmental group Seafood Watch. Lobstermen argue their traps are regulated. The thing is, to be a fisherman, it's not like, hey, here's my boat and I'm going to go out and I'm going to catch some fish. Hey, look at that. I got a pound. I'm going to rig it back and sell it. Everything's regulated. Everything is regulated to the point of not even being able to practically exist. Being a fisherman, being a lobsterman, that is yeoman's work. And it's something that is unappreciated because, especially if you live on the coastal cities, oh, I just get seafood. It's right here from shore to door. Yeah, who do you think caught it? Your lobster didn't walk out of the ocean and be like, hey, I'm going to use the one, hey, come and pick me because I want to be eaten. No, he's got a Jamaican accent. Let's just go with that. Hey, you, I just came out because you ordered me. You wanted number one? Here I am. No, you got to go get him. So, lobstermen argue their traps are regulated in these United States of Amazon to the point where they consider it unfeasible for right whales to get caught in their traps. Yeah, like I said, it's probably never been a thing. The whales look at it. Maine lobstermen have not had an interaction with right whales in nearly 20 years, the Maine Lobstermen's Association said this week. But of course, somebody saw a documentary somewhere or like a Facebook post. Todd, Miffy over there, they all have the same name, whatever. Miffy saw on Facebook that this rights whale saw a net off the coast of Kedibunkport. The nerve. I know, we should read this then. Yes, let's do it.